So when you look at this year in review that you guys put out, what sticks out?
Well, as what it has the last many years, actually, it's been warmer than normal. And in fact, for the Phoenix area, it was the third warmest year on record. If you look other places, like Yuma ended up being the warmest on record, and Tucson tied for the warmest on record for the entire year. And across the state of Arizona, overall, it should end up ranking in the top five of all-time years.
So this was not unexpected. Obviously, you compile these totals, and you pretty much know what to expect. But is it all shocking though when you guys look at that and see that you're starting to break these records or tie the records in some places for warmest years?
It's really not shocking all. I mean, it's been warm past 15 years, and most of the records overall has been set in the last 15 years. So overall, for the state, seems like we've been on the warming trend, and especially for this past year, 2016, across the entire country, it was warmer, close to a record temperature. It might end up being a record, but almost every state across the entire country was warmer and close to records for the entire year.
One of the things that sticks out, at least when I look at this report, this year in review, is that it's not necessarily the high temperatures that are setting records, it's the low temperatures that are setting records, right?
Yes, for especially for Yuma, and that may have some localized effects that might have affected that. As in, like more irrigation in the area, which creates more humidity and doesn't allow the overnight lows to cool off as much. So it's hard to say exactly why. You know, that might be influenced a little bit by that, but overnight lows definitely seem to be warmer than what they used to be, and part of that has to do with urbanization and kind of that urban heat island effect.
Explain how that works a little bit.
Well, if say where the temperature sensors are located, they typically don't change. And over the years, especially Phoenix, since the 1960s, has urbanized quite a bit. The population has grown, I don't know, at least four or five fold. And when you increase the population, the amount of buildings, concrete, that all absorbs more sunshine and helps retain the heat during the overnight hours, so it really doesn't allow us to cool off at night like it used to when it's more of a rural type area where it's more vegetation and part of that also boils down to its higher humidities in the city area because of all the irrigation. And the higher humidities actually doesn't allow us to cool off either.
Right. And as far as the rainfall is concerned, for the Phoenix area, it looks like it was about 2 inches below normal. What does that tell us as far as the rainfall, about the weather patterns changing, or El Nino to La Nina, or do we look too far into that as far as why
Well,
we didn't get a lot of rain?
yeah, that's pretty hard to tell if there's any major factors of why we were a little bit below normal, because that's kind of been the overall trend the last 10 to 15 years that we've been below normal almost every year. So I can't necessarily say, well, it was because of any El Nino or transitioning into La Nina, but it wasn't drastically below normal. Overall, so it was, I would say, maybe within the range of just as if you look at it, our normal rainfall for Phoenix is 8 inches, and we got just over 6. So even though it was about 25% below normal, it's not like half of what we normally receive.
Right, so no reason to worry that, and in looking ahead, you know, I think I read something the other day that, you know, with the weather patterns changing and the global warming occurring, that we actually could be in for wetter years. I don't know what 2017 looks like, but
Yeah,
yeah.
that is, I guess, a topic for that's up for debate, and I mean, it can't completely rule it out, but I don't think we can necessarily say that it's going to end up wetting because being wetter just because it's warming. We may end up being on the opposite side of it, to where it's because it's getting warmer, it's getting drier too. So the overall trend the last 10 years has been drier, but it kind of, it almost seems like going through decade to decade, we'll have a wet decade and then a drier one. So it's hard to say exactly why that ends up. It, you know.
All right. Well, Chris, that'll do it, man. Very, very informative. Thanks so much for your time, and Happy New Year.
Sure. Thank you.